Work is about to resume on the biggest construction project in the interior. What will be the state's longest bridge is being built by the Alaska Railroad across the Tanana River near Salcha. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
It may seem like it's still winter outside, but the spring equinox and startup to construction season on the $188 million Tanana Crossing comes next week. Mark Peterbers, the Alaska Railroad's project director, says the contractor, Kiewit Infrastructure West, has already had workers out and about over the past couple of weeks, getting equipment and the work site ready for operations.
Kiewit, the general contractor, has started to remobilize. They have a few people on site getting equipment ready and brushing the snow off of the construction areas. And we are anticipating resuming work on the levee next week.
Peterbers says the work that will be going on till midsummer will involve construction of a levee along the east bank of the Tanana, the Salcha side, which should help keep the river from flooding so much as it does every year, making life more difficult for a few dozen households in the area. Peterbers says work also will begin soon on a temporary structure called a causeway that will enable equipment to get farther out into the river channel so workers can begin building piers on which the permanent bridge frame will be built.
So that will be they call a causeway, which is basically similar to a levee. You know, it's built with riprap for a certain distance, and then there will be a trestle to allow water to go under it, and then more causeway and trestle.
That kind of work will continue throughout the next year in a slow sort of leapfrog progression westward across the river, one pier at a time. When completed in the fall of 2014, the 3,000-foot bridge will provide year-round access for the military to get troops and equipment to the big training ranges on the west side of the Tanana. That was the main reason for this first phase of the overall project called the Northern Rail Extension, which was funded mostly by the federal government. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.